Okay, we have the Perek Tes. Mishnah Beis. Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Chavis Shehi Mulei Mashkin Tarim U Mei Nekes Besaycha. Chavis that's filled with liquid. Tarim U Mei Nekes Besaycha. Mei Nekes means a straw. How do you like that? Do you ever know that? Okay, let's see over here right away. Next, Besaycha. Mukef is some apostle. It's sealed. It looks like a test tube. First, you say the Benekes is made from metal. Okay, you with me? Metal.
Still trying to find a place here.
His base here, there's no base here. Benekes here, it is. Go ahead. Okay, so Benekes come in. You have a hollow tube that's made from metal. So the reason why it's called a menekes, because you suck like a child, an infant sucks. Next, achaves. And now, before we go further, let's just let's right away reflect from what we've learned. What would you right away say? What's the problem here? We learned that we know hamais. And summon apostle. What is the summon?
Wait. What did it say anything about an oil vessel?
It said that in the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah. Chavis shehit melei mashkin tarin. Umenesechum bekevus apostle unesuna ba'oil hames. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that this entire thing is oil hames.
Oh.
Okay. So now, before we even go right to the Mishnah, what do we have to right away keep in mind that we learned yesterday and the day before and the day before that an oil hames, a tzamid pasul, is matzil from tumah entering only for
only
what is a tzamid pasul matzil from? It's only matzil from oichlun mashul klicheres. What was the issue we learned yesterday? Because oichlun mashul klicheres are objects which have no solution. When they become tumah, that sit in the garbage.
Right.
There's no solution.
Right.
Therefore, Torah had rachmanis on them.
Right.
And what's rachmanis? That if you in a tzamid pasul oil hames, you tar.
Right.
But if it's a metal utensil
with the menekes is.
Or any other utensil which has a solution. The solution is if you're Tommy, there's no big deal. We'll put you in a mikvah. We'll send you back home.
Correct.
So therefore, you're going to be Tommy, even though you are protected by the Tzamid Pasul. So obviously, what's unique about this mission is how do you differentiate? How could it possibly be? They have your menekes that's metal. It's going to be Tommy, and it's making direct contact with the liquid, and the liquid is going to be tar. How could that be? We have a contradiction. How could it be? Yeah, here at some point, some apostle is matzil liquids, but at some apostle is not matzil kalim. And yet, you have a situation where the kli and the mayim and the kalim are in contact with one another. So, how can you say that one is tahar and the other one is tame? If one is tame, automatically that's from the time of the other. So, maybe we should say that both tame, they're both tahar, or to say that one is tame, one is tahar, that would be a very strange thing.
For the straw, it's obviously tame, right? Because it's metal.
It's metal. That's the problem. Okay. But on the other hand,
it's inside the mashkin.
The mashkin is going to be definitely.
So how's
it possible? That's what the whole dilemma is all about.
Wow.
So it says the chavis, the mashkim to hoyrim, the nekes, the chavis, the barrel.
What do you say?
The rav.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm reading the rav.
Chavis.
When we start again?
No, we did the first one.
Hachavis, the mashkim to hoyrim, the nekes, the tumei. Hachavis shulcheres. The chavis is shulcheres. The nekes from sucha shulmateches. Therefore, hachavis, the mashkim, the chavis and the mashkim. Shein lohem tu atar b'mikva. The barrel and the mashkin have built a mikvah. So the chavis and the mashkin, she'ein lahem tahar b'mikvah.
Okay, the chavis and the mashkin, she'ein lahem tahar b'mikvah.
Mitaharis lahu. If you can go in and say they're going to be tahar, v'heim shal amharetz lo osi chaver leishdamushay b'hu. Sharei heim bedelim mimagam uvelach afavrinami kol macholam tamei lo gozhu b'hu rabbanon. They did not make a gzera, v'nitzolim b'tzamid pasil. And they made them avol me nekesh shel matecha, sheyesh lotar b'mikvah im titaharena. If you're going to say it's tahar, Osi chaver lishtamushe ba she yishalenu me amaret v'yitpulena v'yarev v'yarev shimsha v'yishtamish ba kisavar ein ba elam shemaga tamei v'lo yada shahaysa ba el hanes u'tzricha hazais haza shlishi u'shvi'i in some possible chaver. Ooh, now we're seeing a new site. Okay, we're gonna go back so we can see, get an idea. Afal pish haisa bichli cheres mukutam pasil ain tsamid pasil shal kli shel am haaretz matzilin minatuma eitzel chaver. Ooh, shakol kilev shel am haaretz himches kas tuma eitzel chaver. Kishai besechtan pasel shal kli am aretz, oimim lohen tahirin hein, vishtam shubuchen hein, shmach zigen kelim ches tahirin, ve loch shem yiga isha isha lachav mehen, share hin eitz loy beches kastzimein, ve ilham tahir lomis, abo shal kli chare, shatef, zigo mech Hashem, isha lachav mehen, vitmim yisham eshbuchem, abo lohazor shlishi vishri, osu din shavlokol, the Amru, the Ein Kli Shet and Nitzol is on Pasul. Period. Beis Hillel, Oim Af Menekes Tohara. Kaidem Sheshom et Haim Shal Beis Shammai, Loha Yoyde Mevnei Ma Echlu Mashka Mishoch Atzon Pasul Tohirin. Mashka Mishoch Besoich Atzon Pasul Tohirin. Lundas Tohirin. Alright, let's do this all again. We'll go slow. Okay, let me read this Ikhba Farshal Susalim. Shaseinu Melamedes, Babu Shakli Cheretz, Mukhav Tzampasil, Matzil Kli Cheretz, Vechlem, Mashkim, Shavasechai, Shinon Tabi Mikva, Aval Gozru Chachamim, here's the key words, Shloyatzil Kli Shetef Shabasechai, made a Gzera, Shloyatzil Kli Shetef Shabasechai, Shayeshlam Tabi Tfiluk, and work in the time we have this, what we said before. Okay, so basically over here is saying, it's interesting, we have to really get it very slow, it's very complicated for me. But he seems to be saying this is a new yisod. There's a problem. The problem is as follows. We have over here this thing that's metal. This thing that's metal is definitely tamei. Okay, this thing is definitely tamei. Beis Shammai says, Echovis v'hamashkin tahirin u'meinekes tamei. Beis Hillel oimrim af meinekes tahirin. Beis Hillel says the meinekes is also tahira. Now, why do they do this? Why was Shan Beis Hillel? Okay, it's not really clear what was Beis Hillel's original logic. Then they came around, Kedivah Beis Shammai, that the Menekes is Tomei, and the Mashke is Tar. Now, what's the Lomnus? The Lomnus over here, there's a very big problem, he says. He says the problem, the whole Mishnah, he puts in against the backdrop, in the perspective of borrowing Kalim from an Am Haaretz. If a Chover, if a Talmud Chacham, comes to an Am Haaretz and says, can you do me a Torah, please? I'm very desperate. Can you please give me a straw? I need a metal straw. Okay, that's what he says. I need a metal straw. So the Amorites, of course, you could have the metal straw. So what does Tom Chacham right away say to himself? If this guy is giving me a straw, the straw must be
tar.
No, because an Amorites tummy. So therefore, I'm just gonna play nice. How am I gonna play nice? I'm gonna borrow the straw. I'm gonna be toivel the straw in the mikvah. And I'm going to wait until it's, what is it, Tommy? It's Tommy because he's not in Israel. It's probably a sheret. A sheret's made contact with it. I'm going to go take the straw, and I'm going to be told the straw in the mikvah. I'm going to wait until sunset. And after sunset, I'm going to be able to take the kavam. I'm going to use it. I'm going to be told the mikvah. But the Talmud Chacham doesn't realize that the straw is not just Stam Tommy. The straw is not just tummy. The straw is the shua is not just tamei, the shua is tamei oil hames. It was an oil hames. And if it's an oil hames, what is the halacha? You have to wait 7 days. Okay, so that's the issue. The issue here is that the problem here of this unique instance is the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham is not aware that the straw is Tomei Midin Shiva. Shiva means 7 days of Tumah. And what does it mean when it's Tomei for 7 days? When it's Tomei for 7 days, you have to put it in the oil hames. And when you put in the oil hames, it was in the oil hames, and therefore it requires Hazah on day 3 and on day 7. Something that's Tomei Midin Oil Hames requires Hazah on day 3 and day 7. The Mechatas. Are you familiar with the Mechatas? Something that is Tamei in the oil hames requires Hazah on day 3 and day 7. If you have something that was an oil hames, you want to be retired. What do you do to be retired? Day 3 and 7. You have to first put it in the mikvah.
Yeah.
And then you have to bring it to the kohen. He takes the mechatas, the pardum water, and he sprinkles.
Where do they keep it until day 3?
Anywhere. It doesn't make a difference. Anywhere you want. You have the object and it's Tamei. You take it on day 3 to the kohen.
Yeah, but where do you put it? I mean, you don't want to put it in a place that's tar, because it's going to make something tummy.
So you put it anywhere. You put it wherever you want. You put it in a place. It doesn't make a difference. That's not an issue. Whatever it is. Put it in storage. Special storage facilities for Kalim that are waiting in Hazah.
That's the answer.
Special storage facilities. So you put it there, and then you wait until day 3, and they sprinkle the mechatas. You wait until day 7, they sprinkle the mechatas. That means that for a total of 7 days, you are not allowed to use this object. It must go through the process of tar through the Parah Aduma. So how many days will there be a delay from the time that you receive delivery until you can use it? 7 days. When you buy new kelim today, what do you do with them? You bring it to the mikvah and you're done, right? You're done. You do it right, you don't even wait. You do it right away, you can use it. But here we're dealing when it's tummy. When it's tummy, you have to wait at least until the sun sets. That's if it's a tumah, a minor tumah, a 1 day tumah. But then there's a tumah, 7 day tumah, we have to wait 7 days. So here's the problem. You're borrowing from your neighbor, the Am Haaretz, I'm borrowing from him a kli mateches, a metal utensil. How long do you have to wait to use the metal utensil? You have to be toivel it. Do you have to wait 1 day or do you have to wait 7 days? So the problem over here is that the Mishnah over here is telling us a situation where the Talmud Chacham is going to be misled, is going to think that he only has to wait 1 day when really he has to wait 7 days. That is a major, major problem. Okay, with that hakdam in mind, are we ready to do the Rav again?
1 day, 7 days,
and then 2 of them. Okay, so try. Let's start the Rav again. Here we go. One more time. Okay, it's going to be very long. Let's hold on. Hechavis shel cheres. Okay, you with me?
Mm-hmm.
The chavis is cheres.
Are you looking at the Rav?
The Rav. Hechavis shel cheres. U'meinekes shebesecha shemtechas. And the straw is metal. Hilchuk, therefore, what is the rule? The rule is hechavis v'mashkin, the barrel,
yeah,
and the mashkin. She'ein l'chem tar mikvah. They have no tar mikvah. There's no, once these things become tamei, there's no solution. V'im mitaheres lehu. If you're going to declare them tahar, okay, that's next step. The Haim Shel Am Haaretz, and they belong to an Am Haaretz. So you're going to declare that the Kli Cheres and the Mashke is Tar. Good?
Yeah.
Right? Wait, I really lost you.
Yeah.
Dimi Mita Cheres. You with me?
You Achavis HaMashke and the Tar of Amenek is Tame? Is that the one?
Yes. Achavis Shel Cheres.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Now I'm with you.
Achavis Shel Cheres.
Yeah.
And the shoe inside is metal.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Therefore, the chavis and the mashkin, she'ein lohen tar b'mikvah. They have no tar b'mikvah, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to these things? So, betar. The e mitaher, now here's the problem. The e, here is he's starting the e mitaher is lehu. If you're going to declare they're going to follow the ikra din, the ikra halacha, that the chavis and the mashke is tohar,
yeah,
as is the halacha, the heim shal am oretz, le osi chavir lishtamushe buhu. The Talmud Chacham is still not going to use it. Even though the barrel is tahar and the mashke is tahar, everything is good, the Talmud Chacham, the next door neighbor, is not going to want to use it. Why not? because the rule is you stay away from Amei Haaretz. Are you with me?
Shehari Hei B'Teil B'Megal.
A Talmud Chacham stays away from anything which an Am Haaretz has touched. But that means to distance. But that means bodel, to stay away mimagam, from their touch. Mm-hmm. And generally, you don't ever go into the home of an Am Haaretz. You never partake of his food. Now, period. Now, therefore, what? Now comes the Rav to explain the Yisoid. Therefore, loy gazru bu rabbanan, they need sulim b'tzamid pasul. There was no need for rabbanan to declare it to be tamei because anyway, you're going to distance yourself from Amar. So as far as the kli cheres is concerned, and as far as the mayim is concerned inside the tzamid pasul, we're going to say that it's tahar. Because if we're going to say that it's tahar, nothing is going to happen. There's a chacham over here. The primary concern is to keep the talmidei chachamim away from the amei haratzim. Therefore, it would be very easy and very convenient for the rabbanim to say that a tzamid pasul and mashke of am haaretz is tamei. Why didn't the rabbanim step in and declare a blanket issur? Because anyway, there's no need to do so. Because anyway, talmidei chachamim distance themselves from the amei haratzim. So there's no need for the rabbanim to step in and make any special gezeris. Good?
Because people stay away from them.
Anyway, they stay away from them. So why should we go and be, why should we insult them? Why should we put up a big sign in the shul and say, Rabbi Yisai, if Am Haaretz has a Tzamei Pasul, and he has Mayim, the Mayim and the Tzamei Pasul is Tamei. Why should we need, we don't need to do that? Because anyway, because what are we going to accomplish? We're going to accomplish the fact that the Talmidei and Chachamim will now stay away from them. Anyway, they're going to stay away from them. So there's no need to rub it in. There's no need to rub it in. Let it fall back on the Ikar Hadin. The Ikar Hadin is, this is how the Rambam is addressing the Mishnah. The Rambam is addressing the Mishnah with this drive that the Chum have to censor, with the distance, Amei Haratz from Talmidei Chachamim. That is the agenda. Are you clear with that? The agenda here is the Rabbana trying to distance, trying to set a rule, a barrier. Talmidei Chachamim should distance themselves from Amei Haratzim.
Okay? Good.
Therefore, what would be a very good example to do? If you have a Tzamei Pasul with Mayim, the Rabbanim should say the Tzamei Pasul, the Mayim, and the Eil HaMeis is Tamei.
Okay.
What would the result be? You're not following.
I'm following. What result?
What would the result be? That the Talmidei Chacham would distance themselves from the Amei Haratzim.
Okay.
Why didn't they do that? Why didn't the Rabbanim need to go to that and do that? Why did the Rabbanim allow the halacha to fall back on the Ikar Hadin?
Good.
Because anyway, the Talmidei Chachamim are going to distance themselves from the Amei Haratzim.
Okay.
So there's no need. So there's no need for the Rabbanim to step in and to be machmir. That's all it said. To make a gzera on the mashke and the klicheres of the of Am Haaretz.
That it's tamei. The Torah, if it's in its.
Well, that's exactly what the agenda of this mission is. The agenda of the. Okay, one more time. The Mishnah has an agenda. Yeah. The agenda is, even though something may ikar hadin is tar, the Rabbanon have this mission to declare it tamei for one reason.
Amar.
To keep the Talmidei Chachamim away from the Amei Haaretz. Okay?
Yeah.
Aval meinekes shel matecha sheyesh lo tahara b'mikva im titarena. If they're going to declare a Torah, osi chaver l'shtamush sheba, a chaver may come to use it. Sheyishalena me'am aretz, he'll bar from am aretz. V'yit v'yat bilena v'arav shimsha v'yishtamish ba kisar ein ba elam shemagotamei. Fulo yada shayisabel hametz tzricha hazosh l'shivishvi. V'af al pichah shayisabel kli cheres v'magum tzame pasul ein tzame pasul shal kli ashal kli am aretz matzilin minatoma eitzel chaver shekol kelov shal am aretz. Haim ain't some parcel shall clear shall clear shall clear shall am aretz matil minatoma it's the chaver. Ah, you shall use the chavis man with some parcel in temple shall clear am aretz matil minatoma is the chaver shakol kill of shalam aretz. Haim cheskas toma eight sil chavich litome. Ain't a matzil but some impossible. Ain't matzil but some impossible. Eloquiheres a turbul vat. The ilu bochachamim ligzar shlo yatzil shum klicheres shel am haaretz but some impossible. Lohi ame haaretz mekabel mehem lefishen suvum shem bikim b'shem kliyam l'tara. Hilkach klicheres v'oichlin mashkin she'ain lehem tar b'mikva. kli cheres, kishayu b'sechat zan pasil shel kli amaretz. Aimim lohem toharim heim b'yishamshu b'hen hein. Shemachzikin kelim b'chaz toharim. Ve'in lochu shem yishal chaver mehen. Shavar ina hein eitz lo b'chaz kastimein. Ve'in lochem tar b'lomis. Av kishetef. Tiko lemecha shem yishal chaver mehen b'yitvelim b'yishamish b'hen b'loi hazo. Shli shishvi. Osu din shover lakol. Ve'amu de'ein kli shetef nitzol b'tzamit pasil. And what is the Ois Yud here telling us? Kolayma beimish shel chaver, beimish shel am aretz, v'mishne gimel perik hey, the oilas mashma dim shel am aretz, l'chud gozhub lim shel chaver, l'ois aperish l'amu el b'shel am aretz, hod is al el b'tame tovei mahainu shu shel am aretz, shu tame, b'im b'tohar, he's saying a very big chiddush here. I have to get the kahati. What he appears to be saying a very bechidish is that meikar hadin, this metal utensil is tohar meikar hadin. That's what he appears to be saying. Now we learned yesterday, he's saying something over here very strange, and this we learned in the previous perek.
We learned the mechteches is not tohar.
It's not. We learned it's tohar. So it appears what he's saying is as follows. What appears is that meikar hadin it is tohar. Okay, that's what it appears to say. It appears that meikar hadin.
Meikar hadin,
even mateches is
if in a
summit pasul is tar, will be tar. So why then did we learn that it's tamei all along? Right? So this which coming to lay out, I think coming to tell us the yisoid of the yisoid advarm is because the only reason why we declared to become tamei is because we are concerned it's going to happen a time when a talmud chacham will go to an am aretz, a chaver will go to an am aretz and ask him, can I please borrow your metal straw or any metal utensil that you have. Now, right away, what does the Talmud Chacham right away say to himself? Talmud Chacham says to himself, listen, I'm borrowing from Am Aret, it's very likely that it's Tomei. It's Tomei. So what am I going to do? I'm going to be toiling in a mikvah. How long am I going to wait? How long will I wait? How long? One day.
Okay.
But it's a mistake. Really have to wait how long? 7 days, because many times the klicheres, this klicheres, this is the yisoid, is not tummy, it's not tar, it's tummy. Let's say this summit pasil was open for 5 minutes, 10 seconds, 1 second. So what is the status of the summit pasil? Is it tummy or tar? It's tummy. Now I seal it and I put it in the room. Minatoira, is it going to save the metal from tumah? Not. Only time it saves from tumah is a klicheris that's tohar. A klicheris that's tumah is not going to be matzil. So then what's the status of the metal now when it's an oil hamez? For how many days? 7 days. But the Talmud Chacham is not going to realize the Talmud Chacham is going to think that it's not tumah. He's going to think
it's
seven parcel. So I'll think, all right, so it's tumah. Maybe he came in contact with the sheretz outside.
Why would I think it's?
Because everything that Amorit says is tumah. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do to it? I'm going to be tevel in a mikvah. But what about the mashke?
Why would I be tevel in a mikvah?
Because you can be tevel. So that's a kli. That's the danger.
Right.
A kli has tara b'mikvah.
Okay, so it has tara b'mikvah. So I would only be tevel it. The chashash of a amaret, of a sheretz.
Tumas Meis. Because you never chayshu that amaret that it's so tummy that it's mamu tummy tumas hameis. Especially when he tells you that it was in the tzamid pasul.
Why not? If you chayshish already an amaret, to the
different madrigas. You don't know that it happened. It's very weird that a dead body is in the person's house. How often do you have a dead body is in the person's house? How often do the dead walk into your house, to your home?
They say that wherever we walk is Tumas Meis. That people can be
on the ground, not in Eretz Yisrael. No, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, no. Eretz Yisrael, they mark the graves. It's not so. In Chutz Li'aretz, it's true. In Chutz Li'aretz, there's Kavam all over the place that we're not aware about. That's even, but it's only even good. It's only the Rabbanu, because it's Tumah of the Goyim. But Tumah in Eretz Yisrael is only for Jews, so it's not Mukhach. So therefore that is the danger. So now, okay, I think I understand a little bit better. Now let's read it again. Third time, I think I understand a little bit better. Let's go one more time. Right? You ready? You ready? You got inside? Maybe you want to look along. Maybe look along with me. Maybe it'll be easier if you look along with me. That way I can hold your concentration better. Hachavis amashkin torah mitorah meis. Hachavis shel cheres. Okay, the chavis is shel cheres. Good.
Yeah.
Umeinekes shabaseicha shel matechas. The straw is metal. Good. Metal. Hilkach hachavis amashkin the barrel and the mashkin she'en lam tahar b'mikvah. They don't have to have a mikvah. Now, so therefore what?
They can't be torah.
No, so therefore he's probably didn't understand originally. Now, therefore what? The chaver is always one step ahead of the Amharites. What is the chaver saying to himself?
Yeah.
The chaver is planning a worst scenario.
Correct.
What's the worst scenario?
That's what
I'm going to take from you is tameh. Worst scenario is when I'm going to the home of the Amorites. I'm going to take the Amorites an object, and it's tummy.
Right.
But what am I going to do with it? So I have a solution. What's the solution? Even though my friend next door, the Amorites, everything that he has in the home is tummy, there's a solution. What's the solution? I'm going to borrow it. I'm not going to tell him what I'm doing with it, and I'm going to secretly be toivel it in the mikvah to remove its tuma, so I can have hanah from it. So the chaver is always one step ahead of the Amorites. The chaver sees the Amorites has something that he needs. He realizes the Amorites is not Nizer in Tumah V'Tahara. The Talmid Chacham says, no problem, I have a solution. The solution is I'm going to borrow it, and I'm going to be toivel it. Now does that solution work for food and the klicheres?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Can you be mitayer food in the klicheres and the mikvah?
No.
So does the chaver next to have a solution when it comes to borrowing food in the klicheres? There's no solution.
Right.
So therefore, one more time. Hachaveh shel cheres. Umeinekes shebeseicha shel matechas. Helkach. One step at a time. Hachaveh. The barrel. And the mashkin. She'ein lehem tar b'mikvah. If the alcha... No tarah. The e mitaheres luhu. If you're going to say... You're going to ask the Amorites, saying, I have over here a situation. Is the mashke, is the klicheres tamei v'tohar, the heim shel Amorites, and you're going to tell them, yeah, it's good. It's tahar. It's good. Loi ase chaver l'shtamushe b'hu. Even if you're going to tell the Amorites that your barrel and your mayim is tahar, the Amorites will never come into the home of the Amorites to borrow it. Why not? Because anyway, the chaver stays away from anything that the Amorites touched.
Therefore.
All their food is anyway tamei. Everything in their home is treif. The Rabbanan did not see a need to go and insult the Amorites and tell them that your kli cheres and your mashke is tamei. Because even if we're going to tell them that it's tahar,
it's tamei.
Even if we can tell them that it's tahar, right, the Talmud Chacham, the Chaver is still going to view it as being tamei. So he'll never. Why is he going to view it as being tamei? Because there's nothing he can do. Because there's no solution. Vinitzulim v'tzamit pasul. Logos v'rabbanim rabbanim vinitzulim. They're saved. It's a pasul. Avul here. The rabbanim did not make a gzera and declare that the mayim, the mashkin, and the kli cheres is tamei. Because even if you're going to declare,
they're ready to declare it's tamei.
They're ready anyway. They only stay away from them.
No.
But here comes the important part. Avol neinekes with regard to the metal straw. Shalmateches sheyesh lo tar b'mikvah. Oh, it's metal. Metal is tar b'mikvah. If you're going to go fall back on the Iker Hadin, what's the Iker Hadin? Now we're going back to the Din D'Oraisa. Not like what we learned yesterday. Anything in a Kli Cheres, a Tzamit Pasul is what? You have a Tzamit Pasul in Oil Hames. What's the Halacha?
Is it Oichel Mashkin or
anything? I'm changing what we learned yesterday.
Yeah.
Anything that is in the summit pasul, what's the halacha?
If you're changing it, so then it's tamei.
Tahar. Anything that is in the summit pasul, that's in Oil Hametz, is
tahar.
Even
metal.
So let's now fall back on the Iker Hadin. The Iker Hadin in HaTorah, we have a Tzamit Pasil, a sealed container.
Good.
It's an Oil Hames. Every little thing inside, it's a time capsule. Every little thing inside is tar, including what?
Metal.
Including metal. So we want to do that. We want to say, Av Im Titarena, if we're going to declare it's Tohar, like the Halacha Deraisa, Now we got a big problem. What is the problem? The problem is the chaver next door is going to bang on the door of the Amoretz and say, Amoretz, kivim yitayva, can I please borrow your metal straw? Why? Sheyishalenam Yamaretz, the chaver is going to borrow it, and what's the chaver going to do? The chaver is going to say, my neighbor next door, he's an Amoretz, he's not nizer and tumah v'tara. He's not nizer, so you know what? Being that he's not nizer and tumah v'tara, let me take his metal straw. Let me take his medals. I'll be toiveled in the mikvah, just to be sure. The yitbalena. I'll be toiveled in the mikvah, because maybe he went in contact with the sheretz, the arev shimsha. I'll wait until it's sundown. V'yishtamishpa. Why kisaver? Because the chaver next door thinks in his mind, ein bo ela mishum magatame. It only came in contact with the sheretz. But that's a big mistake. The hulo yoda. The chaver was not fully aware. Shehoisa ba'oil hanes. Ah, he was not aware that the matechas, the metal straw, was in an
oil
hames. Ah, ulala, oil hames. So therefore, what? What's the problem in oil hames? What's the problem? For how long?
3 days.
How long?
7 days.
7 days, not one day. But oil hames. Utzrich hazos shlishi v'shu. You have to sprinkle the mepachas 3 days for seven. V'yavah p'yishos. Oh, but you'll say, why? Why is it tummy? Why is it tummy for 7 days? It was in the tzom apostle. It was sheltered in the tzom apostle. V'yavah p'yishos b'chli cheres. Hamuk of tzom apostle. V'yein tzom apostle. So here's the nechim. V'yein tzom apostle. Here's the key to the raisa. Some apostle shall kli shall ba'am or it's matzilim. No, it doesn't really work. Ein tzamid pasul shel kli shel amaretz matzilim min atoma etzel chaver. It may be good for the amaretz, but not for the chaver. Why? Shekol kelov shel am haaretz hein v'cheskas toma etzel chaver. Now here's the key line. This is a moedig yisoid ukli tome. Einoi matzil b'tzamid pasul. Our kli tamei is not matzil b'tzamid pasul. She'ein matzil b'tzamid pasul. Ela kli cheres satar b'lvat. Only tamei matzil is a kli cheres that's tar. Now the ilu bo chacham l'gzar shlo yatzil shum kli cheres shlamar. Let's go to the other extreme. So once anyway, we have to go and do the clear that all metal is going to be tamei 7 days, because it might have been the kli cheres shel tama, and then stuck in matzil. So let's go to the extreme, and let's say the food is also, the mashka is also tamei. No, the ilu bo chacham l'gzar shlo yatzil shum kli cheres shlamar. It's mitzvah pasul. If the chacham would go to the extreme and say that it's not going to be matzil the food. The food inside, that's an extreme gezera. Lo hoyu ame harotzos mekabla mehem. They would not listen. See, ame haratzim were very delicate people. They listened to certain halachas, and they did not listen to certain halachas. So therefore, Chacham had to play a very delicate game. They have to go and say certain halachas to protect the chaverim, but they can't go overboard, because by going overboard, then you're going to ruin it for the Ami Haratzim, who are willing to mekabel a certain degree of Tumah V'Tahara. Lefi Shehenesu, because the Ami Haratzim are of the impression, Shehen Bikim, B'Shemim, B'Kaleim, Kaleim, B'Tahara. They really believe that everything they're doing is kosher and fine. So what's a proper balance in creating these edicts? Hilkach. With regard to kli cheres, oichlu mashkim kli cheres and food and drink she'ein lechem tahara. Now, when it comes to kli cheres and food she'ein lechem tahara b'mikvah, there's no solution. Kishahayu b'sech tzamid pasul shel kli am ha'aretz, oimrim lohem, the rabbanon say to the ami haratzim, tahorim hein. It's good. It's kosher. V'yishtamshu bohen hein, and they can use it. Shemachzikin kleyem b'cheskas tahorim. V'ein lochosh. You need not be concerned. Shema yishal hachover mehem sharei hein etzlo, because the chover says no. These people, everything they have is tamei. If it's tamei, it's going to be tamei. Meila machin to come to hein etzlo b'cheskas tamei. Ve'in ran tar be'olamis. And there's no way you can ever be matar food on kli cheres. Aval b'kli shetef. Oh, when it comes to metal, metal has a solution. Maybe Yishal HaChaver Mehem, maybe the Chaver will borrow the metal straw, the Yatbilam, and will be tovel it, the Yishtamish Bohem, Beloy Hazah Shlishi Ushvi, without doing Hazah day 3 and day 7, we're going to say that it's Tar, the Amiratim are going to borrow it, and they're going to tovel it in the mikvah, and they're going to use it at night. They're not going to realize that this thing is really Tami for 7 days. Also, Din Shavel HaKol, in order not to make any confusion, they made a Din Shavel HaKol, the metal that's inside a kli cheres is tame for the Ami Haratzim and is tame for the Chaverim. This is the lumnus. This mission is explaining to us the lumnus of what we learned yesterday. What we learned yesterday, that a kli cheres is not matzu metal in a kli cheres. This is a din de Rabbanan. It's true for Chaverim. It's true for Ami Haratzim. And the only reason why the Rabbanan made this halacha was because if we would fall back on the Iker Hadin, the Ami, the Chaverim would borrow metal kalim from Ami Haratzim and not do Hazor day 3, day 7, assuming that it is only at most tummy for one day, and that's a big mistake, because really it's tummy for 7 days. The Amud and Klisha, the Nitzel, that some apostle. Beis Hillel says no, it's also Tahira, because Beis Hillel falls back on the Iker Hadin Adin D'Araisa. So the bottom line is a little here following the Yisoid. Here's the Yisoid. Okay, here's all the Yisoid. It's a beautiful Mishnah. A very complicated, very hard Mishnah. Here's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is, we have here at Summit Postil, a Kli Cheres that is sealed, the Summit Postil. We have liquid. We have Matechas. The liquid has no Tyrolamus. The Kli Cheres itself has no, if it comes Tameh, there's no Tara. The metal does have Tara. Min HaTaira, Mei Iker HaDin. Every single thing here is Tahar in an oil hames. The Kli Cheres is Tar, the Mashke is Tahar, and the Matechas is Tar. Mei Iker HaDin Min HaTaira. 100% it's Tar. The Rabbanan came along and said, we got a problem. What's the problem? The problem is, Ein Achinami Min HaTaira, everything is Tahar, it's Tahar, but the Chaverim hold back. When the Chaverim are given liquid or given a Kli Cheres from Amo Aretz, the Chaverim say, listen, what's Tahar for you is Tomei for me. You and I have different standards. You have lightweight standards, I have serious standards. So very good. For you, it's Taka Tahar. You're a tzaddik in your own eyes, and the Rabbanim acknowledge that they are Nizr in a certain degree. It's Tahar for you, but it's Tamei for me. Okay, it's Tamei for me. So what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now that it's Tamei for me? Well, you're giving me a drink, and there's nothing I can do. It's liquid. Liquid is no tar olamis. There's nothing. I can't go put Pepsi Cola in the mikvah. Doesn't work like that. You're giving me a Danish. I can't go put the Danish in the mikvah. It doesn't work like that. So there's nothing I can do. So therefore, what do I do with it? No, thank you. Throw in the garbage. Oh, you're lending me a metal utensil? Ooh, metal utensil. What's tahar for you is tameh for me. So what am I going to do with the metal utensil?
Throw it out.
A metal utensil.
Table it.
Now, what kind of, when it comes to, what kind of tumas are there in this world?
Tumas, sherets and tumas base.
So when I'm going to be telling, what kind of tumas sherets, how long do I have to wait?
3 days.
How long?
Right away.
Right, night. Herev Shemesh. Right. That's what the Chavar is going to do. What's the problem with that? That's what's going to happen. What did the Rabbanan say along with that? What's going to happen if the Chavar does that? The Chavar is making a big mistake.
Right.
Why is the Chavar making a big mistake? Because the Chavar should realize, the Chavar should have enough seichel to realize, the Chavar is going to make a mistake, is that if you have different standards, and you hold that what's Tahar for you is Tameh for me, this Kli Cheres is Tameh. Correct? Now if this Kli Cheres is Tameh, and this Kli Cheres is perfectly sealed and put in oil hames, is it going to save the metal from Tumah in oil hames?
This Kli Cheres is Tameh.
If this kli cheres starts out as being tamei,
right,
and I seal it,
right,
and I bring it into an oil hames,
correct,
is it going to save?
No way.
No. So how this piece of metal is it going to be what's the status? It's going to be tamei half. What kind of tamei? Tumas mace. For how long is that going to be tamei for?
7 days.
7 days. So therefore, he's not going to realize that. In order to wake him up, he should realize that there's a problem here. The Rabbanan were very delicate to remind the Chaver that this thing is tummy for 7 days. You know how they're going to remind him in a very polite, gentle way? That this piece of metal is tummy for everyone. It's tummy for the Am Ha'aretz, and it's tummy for you. And you're right away going to say to yourself, what? That doesn't make any sense. If something is inside a kli cheres and some apostle and it's tahar, kol hashem besocho, if the liquid is tahar, the metal should be tahar. Everything should be tahar. Why did the Rabbanan go and declare the liquid to be tahar and the metal to be tamei? The Rabbanan are coming to remind me. What are they coming to remind me? That what's tahar for the Am Haaretz is tamei for me. And that means that the kli cheres really is... It really is tamei, and the kli cheres really is tamei. It's not going to be matzil in the oil hames, and once it's not matzil in the oil hames, the metal is also going to be tamei. And when metal is going to be tamei,
right, you have to shiv it.
Do seven. So that's how the Rabbanan are going to be very, very, but they're not going to say that the food is tamei, because if they say the food is tamei, the Amirats are going to get insulted. They're going to say, oh, this is a ridiculous chumra. It's a ridiculous chumra. They don't trust us. Rabbanan don't trust us. You know what? The Rabbanan don't trust us. Geig is into hate. We'll do whatever we want. It's a chumra to osi lidei kula. And there's enormous chidushim being taught here in this mission. But there's enormous step. It's opening us up to the human mind, to psychology. That if you go overboard,
I think this mission just totally knocked. It's totally whatever we learned from the last 8 bracha.
Yeah,
we just threw out in the garbage.
Threw it in the garbage. Why do you say that?
Because it totally changed the whole. All the klal that we had on the table.
No, they only changed one klal. It only changed one klal. It didn't change it. It explained. It didn't change it. We learned yesterday the klal, a kli cheres is matzil from tuma the oichal and the mashka, but it's not matzil the metal. The metal. And we explained the lamdas why. What was the lamdas? Because oichal and mashka have no tire in the mikvah. And metal doesn't tire in the mikvah. We thought that was din deraisa. Along comes this mission and tells us it's not din deraisa. Everything is saved. The reason why we make that distinction is for one reason only, in order to balance the halacha for the chaver and the am haaretz.
Right.
You want to go easy on the am haaretzim. You want to show them respect. How do you show them respect?
Yeah.
How do you show them the respect? By telling them that if you have a tzomet pasil in oil hames, it's matzil from tum of the food inside. We trust you. You have standards. Your standards are acceptable to us.
Right.
Why? Because anyway, it's not a danger to talmidei chachamim. Because the chaverim anyway are not going to anyway eat from their food and drink, and not going to use the kli cheres. Because anyway, the chaverim are going to be suspicious that it might be tamei, and there's no solution. But when it comes to metal, if we're going to trust you, and we're going to declare that a nechnami is going to be tahar, that may result in the takala for the chaverim. What is the takala? The chaverim are only going to be tamei for tumas sheretz. They're not going to be tamei for shiva. Yeah.
If the Chum are worried about not touching anything of the Hamaritz, why in your wildest dreams would you ever think that they take on a kula of only the Chayshish that it's Tommy Sheretz and not Tommy Mace? If the whole Hashkafa when it comes to the Amorites,
yeah,
is stay away from these guys.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything of this.
Yeah.
So, and we don't want to touch anything. Why in your wildest dream,
yeah,
why would they only make a chaka of only Tomish Sheretz and not Tomish Mes?
The answer is you don't know, you don't stay away. That's exactly the point. You don't totally stay away from them. It's not so. You don't stay away from them. In fact, Chazal didn't stay away from them.
Come on. The whole Gezeris is against it. You don't want to have any.
But you don't want to go overboard. No, that's not true. That's exactly when it's not so. You don't go overboard. You do have dealings with them. And you have trust. You trust them. Here the Mishnah is extremely clear. You do give them some trust. But what's good for them is not good for the Chaverim. Okay. But if you're going to go and make extreme Gezeris,
but we are saying that. Lamaise,
no, we're not.
We're saying the end, you do.
Only for the metal.
Right.
But not for the Mashke. Not for the Klicheres. When the Amoritz comes and asks us, is the Mashke Tahar? Is the Klicheres Tahar?
But we wouldn't eat it.
But for you, it's good. For us, it's no good. You're not allowed to go mislead a person. It's a pshara. No, that's exactly the point of the Mishnah. So I have to go down. Look, we want the chaz in the Mishnah. I want to do this again tomorrow. We'll do that. Chavish shehi malei mashkin tohirin. Uma nekes besoicha. Uma nekes. This is true. Murdik yisoy. The nekes to nurse. Unbelievable yisoy.
I love that.
Mukeves samit pasil. It's mukeves samit pasil. Uma suna biol hames. It's mukeves samit pasil. Uma suna biol hames. So what's the halacha? Oil hames. Oil hames. It's summit pass. Oil hames. Min ha-Torah, what's the halacha?
Min ha-Torah,
everything is tar.
Everything is tar.
Everything is tar.
It's in the summit pass.
Even the summit pass. And it's oil hames. You have mashke and you have menekes. Min ha-Torah,
everything
is tar. What is the halacha? Be'sham ha-Yimim, you write. It's min ha-Torah. And the Hunachahun Taka says, this who says tar, what does Be'shul say? Be'shul ha-Yimim, af menekes tar. Everything is tar. Why is it tar? It's tar. Right. We got a problem because if we go and say everything is tar, the chaverim are in trouble.
Right.
Why are they in trouble?
Because they're only going to do sheres
amir. Oh, give out b'shamayim. I chav esvat mashkin tohirin no menekes tohameir. Because it's tar. Okay, so we upgrade one madrega. What's one madrega? One madrega is sheres. That's a big mistake.
Right.
Because since it's tamei for us,
correct,
then it's namatzil el hames.
Right.
So it's tamei also. Beisil oimim no av negas Torah. Chalju beisil el haritz v'veshamai. Beisil, when they heard the lumnus, the gavaldic lumnus, the psychology of v'veshamai,
right,
they came around to the death of v'veshamai. Unbelievable Mishnah.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable Mishnah. Okay. I'll tell you one word. Emunah. Where does Emunah come from? Emunah comes from the word... A nurse. This week, Devorah died in this week's parasha. Who's Devorah? The Menekes Rivka. What does it mean, Menekes Rivka? Rivka grew up when Besua loved and they married off Rivka. It says that she went with Eliezer and they gave her the Menekes. How did Rivka grow up and become a Talmud Chacham? Rivka, how did she grow up to become a great woman? She had a brother that was a Rasha. She had a father that was a Rasha. The Menekes. The Menekes was the Madricha. The Koichos of Kedusha that she got. Rivka, who's the one that kept her straight? The Menekes. How do you know that? Because what is Amunah? Amunah comes from Oimen, comes from the Menekes. When the Torah says Menekes, it doesn't just mean that she gave her food. She was a wet nurse. Menekes means she gave her over a Yiddish Hashkafa.
Okay, very good.